So having peered from his time in history into his future, into perhaps our time or maybe our future, what Isaiah is sharing with us is he's witnessed two very, very different possibilities in time. He has witnessed a time of peace and healing. He's witnessed a time of war and destruction. And at the same time, he has admonished those who he was certain would read his words in the future to avoid the suffering of the darkest of his visions by simply reconsidering the choices that they make in their lives, by finding the peace and the vision of peace that he's describing and implementing it into their lives as a literal code of conduct, a way of living. What we now know is that that vision of peace is more than simply a paragraph or a phrase or a series of words that describe a nice opportunity in our future. It literally may be considered an internal technology, a way of focusing consciousness inside of our bodies and in a specific place in our bodies, within our hearts, that allows us to speak the language of creation, to speak into the mind of God, into the quantum hologram, and in doing so, to focus our awareness as individuals and as families and communities and as nations into the kinds of experiences and the kinds of futures of healing and peace that we claim that we would like to experience in our lives. In the language of their time, the Essenes said to us, the world around us is nothing more, nothing less than the mirror of what we've become in our hearts. There's a literal translation for that. If we have become anger, rage, hate, jealousy in here, and we carry that all day long, you can full well expect to see it in your office, in your family, with your friends, in your schools, in your communities, and between nations. If we have become peace, understanding, forgiveness, compassion, doesn't mean you let the world roll over you. It means that we've got a new way of dealing with what the world shares with us. They were giving us a technology. Everything we've done in here up until this moment is in that scroll in the language of a different time. Isaiah says to us, you have direct access to the forces of your world. You are the product of what you believe to be in your world. And this is how you may apply what I'm saying to you in your world in the future so that you never have to experience the horrible things that I've seen in my visions. He said that to us. He almost pleads with us, as do other prophets. They almost plead. They say, please change the way you live your life so that you never have to experience what I've seen as the possibility. Now we know the quantum possibilities of life. The quantum hologram not only links all of creation in ways that we're only beginning to understand. That's only one piece of it. The second piece says that the quantum hologram holds the blueprint of every possibility that you could ever imagine that will ever unfold in our lives at any time, past, present, or future. Doesn't mean that they're active. It means that the blueprint, the possibility is there. The quantum hologram not only links the events of creation, it holds the blueprint of all possibilities. What does that mean? What does that mean? How many of you have heard it said we create our reality? I hear that a lot, and sometimes it's used in really cruel ways. When people have a very difficult time in life and their friends and family can't deal with it, and they're in denial, what they'll say is, oh, well, you created that. You knew you were going to do that. And then they lead people to wallow in their agony. Well, I understand what people say. We create our reality. From the perspective of what quantum physics is saying to us, it may be more accurate to say that all possibilities that you could ever imagine are already created. They're already there as blueprints. It may be more accurate to say that we choose which reality we awaken rather than saying we choose which reality we create. Many of you heard this in your sacred religious or spiritual traditions where the masters, Jesus said to us, he said, you're already healed. He said that to the lepers. So they're sitting there watching their bodies change before their eyes. What did he mean by that? If the possibility, if the blueprint is already there, he may be saying, you're already healed in the possibility. Now you must claim it in your life. The way you claim it
is through the language that speaks to that possibility. Not necessarily the spoken language, it's the language of human emotion. By the way, now I can say this, the interesting thing, many of those texts that were edited in the 4th century edits, many of those texts that were lost in the Alexandrian libraries, now that we're recovering them in other ways, those are the texts that tell us the power of human emotion. So look at what's happened. In the year 325 AD, we lost the written validation that tells us of the power of feeling and emotion in our bodies. We may have sensed that it was there, but there was no way to validate that. And people, if you don't have a validation, people say, well, am I crazy or what? We so long to have that connection that we developed a completely male-dominated, left-brain-oriented, schematic, logic-based culture and technology, and we've taken that about as far as we can go with it and survive. And now, to have the rest of it, we've got to come full circle and know what the rest of our lives and our relationship to creation means. Our search has brought us back to here. And this is where the power of feeling, emotion, the feminine, the intuitive, are coming into play. Do we create our reality? It may be more accurate to say that we choose which of the realities that already exist we awaken and we breathe into our lives. All the joy, peace, healing, love that you could ever imagine for an individual or for nations or for a world, from this perspective, they're already there, as well as all the sadness, war, disease, and hate. They already exist. They're all there, all those possibilities. The quantum hologram doesn't care, per se. I'm not saying it doesn't like us. It doesn't have a judgment as to whether one's bad or one's good. The quantum hologram simply responds. It responds to what we become in our lives. This is the language. It's the silent language of emotion. These already exist.